This is KCUR 89.3. In recent years, the once lowly food truck has entered the culinary big leagues. Once peddlers of quick snacks like hot dogs and falafel, many trucks have gone upscale and have cult followings. But some Kansas City entrepreneurs think these mobile vendors have even greater potential. KCUR's Alex Smith reports on how they're looking to use the food truck model to tackle food inequity.
For people starting food trucks, the first step on the road to success is getting customers to step up to the curb.
I'm trying to see what it is.
Come on and check it out. It's a mobile grocery store.
At the Gwinnett Manor Public Housing Complex, northeast of downtown Kansas City, Megan Mulvihill invites curious neighbors to check out Roland Grocer parked on the street. Unlike some food trucks, this is no repainted beater. It's a big, bright, custom-built trailer with air conditioning, a freezer, refrigeration, and a security system. Inside, it offers more than 600 different items.
We want people to walk in and think, this is sexy. I need to dress up when I come to Roland Grocer.
Natasha El Scari is a co-owner of Roland Grocer, which started a few months ago. She says they aim to bring to places like Gwinnett Manor the same kind of high-end operation you'd find at a boutique grocery store.
We wanted to have a beautiful new truck that when you walked on, you felt a sense of pride and you felt like you wanted to spend your money there.
Once you've got the customer's attention, you want to make sure you have something they'll want to buy. Roland Grocer's owners say they decided not to seek grants or public funding of the kind that many food desert projects get because they didn't want money with strings attached about what kinds of food they could sell. Part of the plan was to provide foods that customers requested, and that's taken them in some unexpected directions.
I laughed and said, "We are not carrying Spam on this store. And what are we carrying now?" Spam. Because many people in our elder stops have requested Spam and Vienna sausages. And that's what we said we would do.
Roland Grocer stocks plenty of healthy food, too. Items like fresh kale, asparagus, strawberries, and organic chicken. And a lot of it comes from local producers. But when I visited, many customers weren't here for those things. Instead, some kids brought their allowance to buy Flamin' Hot chips and snack cakes. Are you concerned at all about, you know, bringing some of these less healthy foods into these neighborhoods?
No, because I don't hear anybody saying that in the suburbs.
The food equity they're providing is more than trucking in fruits and vegetables. It's offering places like Gwinnett Manor the same kinds of choices that people have in other parts of the city.
People don't go into Constantino's and someone says, "Are you going to get those chips? Are you going to get that Gatorade? Are you going to drink that soda?" People don't do that. And so we don't think that just because it's a food desert, people need to be told how to eat.
Health advocates have made a lot of progress reducing food deserts in big coastal cities, but finding solutions in many Midwestern food deserts has been tricky because they're often spread out and don't have the same population density to support full-service grocery stores. Donna Lloyd-Nucio with the Philadelphia-based community development group The Reinvestment Fund says that's why mobile grocery stores that can serve many different neighborhoods are catching on in smaller cities like Cleveland, Tulsa, and Chattanooga.
It may be that a neighborhood or a community wouldn't be able to support a store on their own, but when that neighborhood is also able to combine its purchasing power with a neighborhood across town, we start to see some retail demand and some buying power combined.
As with food trucks, the real test for mobile markets is the long game, and that's where selling junk food might actually play a crucial part. Lots of grocery stores and corner stores depend on junk food to lure in customers, who hopefully will then buy other things. For mobile grocery stores to continue bringing healthy foods into food deserts, they may need to sell chips and snack cakes, too.
When we're thinking about, you know, creating a sustainable business model, it needs to provide the choice and the variety for consumers to be able to purchase everything that they need or the majority of their needs, so that will allow them to keep coming back instead of making choices to shop in a store where they're able to get part of their groceries.
Yeah, cups of fruit. Mixed, like little chopped up ones?
Uh-huh.
No, we don't.
Roland Grosher has only been stopping at Gwinnett Manor for a few weeks, but it's already made a difference for some residents.
My self-name is Angel.
Angel uses a walker and says getting to the closest grocery store takes her an hour.
Snyder's up there on Independence. That's the only one we got now.
Since Roland Grosher started making stops here, she's become a regular. And today, she had to just travel about a half a block to pick up
popcorn shrimp.
And instead of 2 hours, the whole thing took 10 minutes.
Very helpful, very helpful.
Whether customers are in the mood for kale, Flamin' Hot chips, or popcorn shrimp, Roland Grosher aims to please. And the owners are optimistic about their future. Elsgari says they're already looking at building a second truck. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.